Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Hey, guys, I'm going to be the only one pulling up a stool this week. Danny needed a couple days off. So I'm going to do the news for you guys from around the world. And then we're going to have Melissa Mullen on, a good friend of the show from David's Vacation Club Rentals. She's going to give you all the ins and outs on renting from David's Vacation Club Rentals. And we'll give you insight to a lot of the properties, you know, the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge. We talk about all of them. I think you guys will really enjoy it. We also let you know how that you rent from her and all. So sit back and enjoy that after I'm done reading the news. So first up, guys, Disney opens up. It's a new store in the co-op at the Marketplace in Disney Springs. It's called 28th and Main, which I'm really excited about this store because it has my kind of clothing, laid back, a little subdued, you know, where you can, you know, it has the Disney touch on it, but it also isn't like screaming Disney. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my Minnie and Mickey, and I don't mind having, you know, I got my favorite T-shirt is my Donald Duck that says back off, I have an anger management problem, which I love. But this restaurant, the upscale 28th and Main merchandise line, brings subtle Disney Parks connection to clothing and accessories. For ranges including leather messenger bags, shirts, caps, mugs, and even an Adventure Club's phone case. It's really cool. They have other things too, like Tom Sawyer's Island, which I don't know. I haven't seen many Tom Sawyer Island t-shirts. So there's different shirts from all around the parks, and I'm really looking forward to this. You can also, if you want to get this, you can go online. You can also get it from your app, the Disney Parks app, you know, with the clothing. And then you can also get it throughout the park. So I'm really looking forward to checking out the new merchandise. It really looks cool. Next up, guys, the second Disney Springs pedestrian bridge opens to guests, which I'm excited about this. If you want to head down to our friends over at American Q at the B Hotel, you don't have to worry about crossing the boulevard there, which is, it's very dangerous. We've stayed there before, and the traffic has gotten worse over the years. The more and more popular Disney Springs gets, the more, you know, traffic there is down there. Plus, it'll also be better for the cast members that come in from that way from parking, which I think it adds to the parks. It really looks beautiful. There's also elevators there because me and my wife were looking at it, and the steps are pretty, they're good for us to give us some exercise, but the elderly or disabled, they do have elevators to get you up to the top of the bridge. So you guys hop, check it out. I can't wait to see it on my next trip down there. And they really did a beautiful job on it. Next up, this is something I'm very excited about because you know, you guys know what an Animal Kingdom geek I am. Opened in 2017, the Navi River Journey is the land's second attraction, offering a D-ticket class family ride through Pandora's bioluminescent, can you guys believe I got that right? But bioluminescent rainforest. The river cruise will provide an alternative experience for those guests who may not wish to experience the land's moving, more thrilling Avatar Flight of Passengers attraction. I'm doing that. Even if I had to take anything to stop my motion sickness, I will try that. Nah, but I'm really looking forward to both of these rides. Pandora, the World of Avatar, will bring a variety of new experiences to the Disney Animal Kingdom, including a family-friendly attraction called Navi River's Journey. The adventure begins as guests set out in canoes, which sounds really cool, and venture down a mysterious sacred river hidden within the bioluminescent rainforest. The full beauty of Pandora reveals itself as the canoes pass by exotic glowing plants and amazing creatures. The journey culminates in an encounter with a Navi shaman who has a deep connection to the life force of Pandora and sends positive energy out into the forest through her music. Navi River Journey will open it with Pandora, the World of Avatar in 2017. I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait. I think this whole land's going to be awesome. I think it's only going to put Animal Kingdom over the top. I mean, for me, Animal Kingdom's a full-day park. You guys know how I cry all the time and complain about when people say something bad about it, but I think Avatar Land's really going to be a nice addition to the park. Next up, guys, if you head over to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, not so scary, I hope not, but they have a new card that they're going to be handing out. It's Olaf's Snow Guy Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom card, exclusive for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So if you head over there, you guys will get a new card. I'm sure I'll see them on eBay. You know, people can't wait to sell them. So I enjoy it. The card looks pretty cool. I like Olaf, so I think you guys will like it. This year at the Very Merry Christmas Party at Club Tinsel, a Phineas and Ferb character dance party takes over Cosmic's Rays Starlight Cafe. And elsewhere in Tomorrowland, a totally Tomorrowland Christmas plays on the Rocket Tower Plaza stage. New this year, a cappella group voice play from the TV show Sing Off will appear each night on the Rocket Tower Plaza stage in Tomorrowland. They're new this year. I think everybody will enjoy them. I enjoy singing. They're pretty good. I've seen them on a couple of the shows. I think I even seen them on the Today Show. Then there'll be complimentary hot chocolate. Cookie stations will be on hand, along with character meet and greets throughout the park, including Santa Claus himself in Town Square. Tickets range in price from $74 to $82, which I don't know what the difference is. Why they have to just give us one price, guys. $78, split it in the middle, make us all feel good. But now Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party will be a lot of fun again this year. It always is, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. Keep it with the Christmas spirit. The Jingle Cruise opened a couple days ago, and I like that they put the overlays on the Jungle Cruise. It makes it a little more festive and fun. And I love the Jungle Cruise. I can go on it every single trip. We don't every trip, but a lot of times it's closed when we're there for some reason. But we really enjoy it. I like the whole atmosphere of the Jungle Cruise. The skippers are great. But when you can just change it up a little bit, I like the idea of this. I wish they would do the Haunted Mansion the same way they do in California. But I'm happy that they did the Jungle Cruise for us, because it gives you a little, it makes you want to go on it even more because it's different. It's something different to see during the holiday season. And I think you guys will get a kick out of it. And the new Frozen Holiday Wish opened for the season the other night at the Magic Kingdom. It gives us the first look at the newly extended Castle Dreamlights. The 200,000 LED previously covered Cinderella's castle, but they have now been extended to cover the new turrets, additions to the hub turret, to the hub area. It really looks beautiful. If you guys don't get down there, I suggest you get online and look at the video. I mean, the castle looks absolutely beautiful with all the new Terrence. And everything else sounds better around there because they have speakers and, you know, inside those Terrence and on it. And it enhances the whole wishes and everything else around the hub area. So get out, guys, and check out the new Frozen lights and the new Frozen holiday wishes. I think you guys will enjoy it. And just continuing on, thoughts from myself for the holidays. It really looks beautiful down there. I mean, the trees are up all over. The festivities are going on everywhere. And I highly recommend, if you have an extended visit down there, if you're staying a little, I know if you only get down once a year and you're only down for a week, but if you get to go down multiple times a year, or you're staying for like a 10-day trip or something, I highly recommend to go over to all the resorts and check out the Christmas trees and all the holiday lightings, and every one of the hotels has its own style. It's it's like the Wilderness Lodge has its. Over at the Boardwalk, you get holiday roller coasters, and they all decorate in their own style of their resort. The Animal Kingdom is all African style, like everything's made. Everything looks handmade over there. Everything is so gorgeous. So I highly recommend to get over to all the different resorts and check out the offerings that they have. I think you guys will really enjoy it. And last but not least, before we get into the interview, guys, Disney Sci-Fi Dinner Theater actually started serving breakfast this past week and will continue through January 23rd of 2016. The prices start at $25.55 for adults and $13.84 for kids 3 through 9. The fixed price menu, you know, I don't know. Here we go again. I don't know if breakfast is worth $25, but I think the whole atmosphere of the restaurant, saying you had breakfast there once, I think it would be worth it just for the memories. But the breakfast starts out with pastry basket for the table, with two of the items each included, a croissant, a double chocolate muffin, and an orange glazed cinnamon bun. Exactly how many baskets you can get isn't clear, but the observation appears to be one basket per row of cards, or two guests. And they look really good, I'll tell you that much. And each guest has his choice of a starter and an entree. And the starters are either a yogurt parfait with fresh fruit, or you can get the fresh fruit. It's a little cup of fruit that has melons and berries. And I don't know, I would go with the yogurt parfait with the fresh granola myself. And then over to the main course, there's healthy choices, which is egg white omelets or with shiitake mushroom, caramelized onions, roasted fingerling potatoes, Greek yogurt with berries. And that looks good. I mean, Brenda would be happy if I went healthy that way. But then you can also go with steak and eggs, which is a grilled beef tenderloin on an oven-roasted tomato with bacon and cheddar custard, baby spinach, and cheesy horseradish potatoes. Now, that looks pretty good. That sounds more like dinner to me the way it looks. I mean, it's a really good-looking breakfast, but really, it really looks like dinner to me. And then for the little ones, you have your bacon, your scrambled eggs. They have stuff like that, and then cereals and so. So I think it would be good to go to try it. I mean, like I said, that one breakfast with the steak and haul, that looks like a dinner to me. But to have the experience with the family, I think it would be cool to eat breakfast there. So I highly recommend you guys try it. And before we head over to our interview, I want to thank everybody for going over to iTunes. We've had some recent reviews, which we really, really appreciate, guys. Keep them coming. They really mean a lot to me and Dennis every time you guys leave a review. And then also follow us over at Twitter and Facebook. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you real soon. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. We got a very special guest, our friend Melissa Mullet from David's Vacation Club Rentals. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm good, thank you. How are you two?
We're doing good. We're excited to have you on the show.
Good. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to WDW Main Street.
Thanks.
Yeah, we put your dad through the mill a couple times, and he survived.
Okay, I guess it's my turn, right?
Yes. We made your dad buy the last time here at the pub, but we're gonna buy this time, Melissa.
Oh, okay.
So we want to congratulate you guys on 10 years of renting out the Vacation Club Rentals.
Yes, thank you.
So how do you enjoy this? Do you, you and your dad, you have a good time with all your vacations down there? You enjoy going to Disney World?
Oh, 110%. I've been working in the business for the last 5 years. And it's the best job I've ever had, to be honest with you.
I believe it. Me and Dennis are always, we'll fill out the application.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are hiring, so come on over.
No, we would love to.
Yeah, what's that saying? If you do something you love, you really never have to work a day in your life, right?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I look forward every day to going into work. And I know that's hard to believe, but it's the truth.
That's awesome. You're making people's vacation dreams come true.
Well, exactly. And what greater experience is that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do try. I sell Disney travel on, too, on the side. I mean, everybody knows what I do by day. But
yeah,
when I'm booking these trips, it's so much fun to, especially when the couple brings the kids in and all, and you can give them like little Disney stuff when they're setting the trip up and getting them all excited. And
yeah,
there's nothing better than when the trip is final and you tell them that the Magic Bands are on their way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The excitement is palpable for all parties involved.
So maybe before Doug has some questions, as do I, we've been in the Disney community for seems like forever now, so we're very familiar with David's Vacation Club Rentals, but maybe just a quick overview of what the service is, what you can do for folks, and then we'll get into some detailed questions after
sure.
that.
Sure. So,
go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So, a brief overview is basically there are members that own Disney Vacation Club timeshares. We like to say timeshare because it kind of simplifies the idea of it because it is a point system. So, they own these timeshares that perhaps they're not able to use, you know, just because of tight vacation schedules. Maybe they've grown out of them or they just can't go this year. And we have guests that are looking to go to Disney for a cheaper rate than purchasing directly through Disney rack rates for villas. And basically what we do is we match the guest to the member and we rent their points, and so that the guest gets to go as a guest of the DVC member and the member gets to make a little cash on the side renting their points.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I heard this, it was like mind-boggling. I'm like, oh, wow, it's this and that. And, you know, I remember from being on the boards years ago, and I'm sure you can speak to this. But, I mean, it's somewhat of a trust system. And that, you know, like you put it very well, that you're a guest of the DVC member. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, the points remain in the DVC member's name, but you're just kind of borrowing them for that particular vacation, correct?
That is correct. That's absolutely true. So way back when it is a trust system. It still is, but it was a little bit more unheard of. Now it's far more common. There are a couple of brokers out there, but you know, we all do the same thing, and it's setting up guests with DVC members.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that you have very little, if no problems. I mean, everything goes pretty smoothly as far as, you know, maybe a DVC member backing out or whatever. I mean, I guess I should disclose, I've never rented points from you guys, but I actually sold some points a few years back. I got up against it and we had to cancel a trip at the last minute and they were going to expire. So, I mean, I can only speak to that process that I went through. It was painless, seamless, and it went, you know, smooth as it could go. And I was a novice back then, and I knew nothing about it. But at least selling the points, you know, was a very easy transaction.
Yeah, I mean, we protect our guests first of all. So although it is a trust system, and the, you know, the member could do whichever they like with their points at the end of the day, we back our guests 100%. So if anything were to happen, you're guaranteed 100% of your funds back. So that's not a worry. You know, sometimes renting directly from a member, if something were to happen financially to them, they wouldn't be able to provide you your money back. Whereas we protect our guests. The other thing is, I mean, we have great relationships with our members. We also have a system where the member doesn't get fully paid until the guest checks in. So that kind of deters any malicious intent. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say that our members are amazing.
Not much shenanigans going on over there.
Not at all. I can't speak to one that's happened anytime recently. So, you know, we're really good with our members. We talk to them on a daily basis. They have many reservations. So, you know, guests, like I said, guests are protected. And our priority is getting that guest to Disney no matter what it takes.
Yeah, I've sent many of people over to you guys. We've used you. I've never had any negative feedback. So you guys do a wonderful job. You've been around for 10 years, so it ain't like you just started.
Right.
And one of the things that I have that has changed a little bit now, before you used to have to pay in full. Now, do you guys allow payment plans now, or is it still full payment?
It is still full payment. So 100% of the funds are due at the time of the reservation being secured.
Okay.
Now, I thought I would, and again, maybe I misunderstood this. I did go on David's Vacation Club site today, or Vacation Club Rentals, excuse me. Is there a thing through PayPal where if you have a PayPal account, you can potentially get credit with them to finance some of the cost, or are you not aware of that, or is that not the case?
No, that is correct. So PayPal has a promotion going on that it's called buy now, pay later. So it is basically a credit system through PayPal. So you could apply to be granted a certain amount of credit dollar value, and then you would pay them back in installments. And I believe that the payment is deferred for a few months.
Okay.
We do speak to that with our guests. If you sign up for a PayPal account, this is available to you. All the other little stipulations, we do request that they contact PayPal just in case anything changes that we're not aware of. Okay. But we have had guests use it and have had great success using that process.
We wanted to get that out there for you. So if people want to defer payments, it's a way for them to go about getting credit and being out of book through you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because in fact, I was talking to Doug a few weeks ago, and we want to stay at the Pauly next Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
So, that's a bucket list thing for my family. We've been saying for years, you know, one of these days we're going to stay at the Pauly, and we're obviously DVC members. I told you we sold some points, but we own at Saratoga Springs, and we've stayed pretty much everywhere, all the properties on, Walt Disney World, I should say. But the Pauly, not that we want to stay in a bungalow or that we can afford to stay in a bungalow, but, we'd like to at least stay in one of the longhouses and do a week at the Pauly. So, I didn't talk to Doug about this piece, but we talk about it all the time with other guests and people we have on the show. You know, I am going to definitely look into, potentially, renting points through you guys to do this trip. And, to the point you just made with, payment being due at the time that you make the reservation, I guess that's one of the, I look at as a negative in that, if you book a room through Disney, as you just got to, give one night's payment, and then you can pay for the rest of it if you're doing a room only, however long you have to your vacation. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to strategize and think about it a little bit differently because, and hopefully you can speak to this, without being specific, how much would you save, for the same room, a studio, let's just say? I mean, percentage-wise, is it a sizable savings if somebody was to book through David's?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been checking availability through cash reservations just to see our pricing, right? To make sure that we're providing the best value to all parties involved. And when you book through David's, it's usually about 30 to 40%. Now, that's if there aren't any specials being run by Disney. Mm-hmm. But even still, there is still a savings. So
that's a huge savings.
It's huge. Yeah. If you're looking at, apples to apples, it's huge.
Well, I guess I know when my tax refund will be going. I'll be calling you.
and to continue on savings, there is a way sometimes to save with you guys with your newsletter. If you sign up for that, sometimes you run some specials on points too, don't you, Melissa?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you sign up for our newsletter, all we ask is that you just check your email daily because we never know when the points are going to go on sale. Basically, sale points are generated when a member contacts us and says, look, I want to reduce the rate of these points. So go ahead and sell them for, $10 per point. And then we'll send out a newsletter blast and give everybody the opportunity to try and book something. Now, that newsletter also comes with availability, and it's usually Saratoga Springs because there's only a month booking window available, and Saratoga being one of the largest properties usually has the availability.
I've noticed the most tour Saratoga and Old Key West usually, or Animal Kingdom Villas once in a while, the original
once
buildings.
Yeah, our last newsletter special was actually Alani.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're on our way.
Yeah, there you go. Put that on the list.
Yeah, and I would imagine folks get in the situation, or DVC members get in a situation like I did, where all of a sudden you're staring at your window where you have to bank points, and for some reason you don't have a trip planned, or you were going to go and you can't. So, not that you're desperate, but I guess the way I looked at it is I'd rather get, 60 cents on the dollar for the points rather than just eat them and just let them expire. So,
well, exactly. Why let them go back into the system when you can, help a family go to Disney and get a little kickback for it,
You're doing something good, and then you can also pay at least your dues with the money you get back for the year.
True.
It covers the dues for the year. See, me and my wife, we would go on spontaneous trips because we don't have kids. So with you guys, with the newsletter, it was perfect for us. I mean, there was times I was staying at, Saratoga Springs or Old Key West for like $80, $90 a night with the specials on the points if you just do a studio. if you go back when you could go Monday through or Sunday through Thursday, because that was the least amount of points.
Right.
So you could go for like $80 to $100 a night. Where can you stay at the Boardwalk or any of the other places for that?
Exactly. And we've had a lot of guests, you know, take advantage of the newsletter special and be able to cancel the reservation at Pop Century because it's almost the same value. So, I mean,
and why not?
Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that is true. I mean, you know, I'm kind of that way. And even before we were DVC members, you know, I was I'm staying on property, you know, come hell or high water. And, you know, I've learned to look at things differently. There's a lot of great properties off property, rather. And, you know, like you just said, you know, if you're booked at the All-Star Movies or Sports or something and you can, you know, potentially stay at Old Key West or even Saratoga, I mean, yeah, they're huge properties and you know, they kind of have a bad reputation. Not a bad reputation. A lot of people don't like them because they're not esteemed as much as some of the other resorts. But you can stay in deluxe accommodations for the price you would pay to be in a small little room over at, you know, Pop or, like I said, All-Star Movies. So,
plus, you get all the amenities of the small little kitchenettes and stuff like that. It gives you a little more value for your buck, too.
Well, and even a balcony, a nice private balcony to have your coffee on, which is so nice to have.
Oh, and it is. And like Doug mentioned, even in the studios with the coffee maker and the toaster and stuff, I mean, if you have a car or even if you don't, if you get a shuttle, sometimes they'll make a grocery store stop and you can, you know, buy some bagels or toast or whatever and buy a pound of coffee and have, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or whatever your favorite coffee is right in your room where, you know, you really can't do that at some of the value Disney resorts.
Exactly.
So you were just down there recently with some of your fellow coworkers. How was that trip?
It was amazing. I was able to take two of my employees down with me. We always like to bring our employees with us so that they get firsthand experience at all of the resorts. So when they give advice, it really comes from their own experience and their own tastes, you know, their likes and dislikes of each resort, which, you know, we go to each and every resort, and it was just a great trip.
So what was the findings? When it comes down to it, Melissa, what's your favorite resort?
Oh, you know, Doug, I really thought about this because I knew you were going to ask me this.
And well, we got to put you on the spot.
I know. It's one of the hardest answers to give because I like all of the resorts for all different reasons. I even really love Saratoga Springs, I'll be honest with you. But I think my favorite might be the Boardwalk.
I could see that. I understand that. And can you, like, and I, me and Dennis is at Saratoga, and we love that resort too. And one of the things is, what even makes it better now is basically Saratoga, all the restaurants are like the Boardwalk restaurants in Disney Springs now.
Absolutely. I love Saratoga Springs. A couple of reasons why I love it there. First of all, it's quiet. You know, when we're done with the parks, we would like to come back and just decompress. You can rent bicycles there and you can rent bicycles everywhere else, but it's really peaceful there. You can drive your bicycle down by the little river and then into the Treehouse Villas. And then, like you said, it's right by Disney Springs where all of the cool restaurants are now happening.
Yeah, I mean, I shared on a previous show. I did you go to the boathouse while you were there? Did you?
I haven't. No, unfortunately, I came down with a cold, but the two other girls did a little tour. So,
okay. How it relates to Saratoga Springs is if you go into the boathouse and walk through the dining room, there's like a wharf there that goes out, and they have like I would call it a floating bar, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And we were sitting there, and it was amazing how close we were to the Saratoga Springs property. That's Congress Park over on that end.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I literally could have threw a baseball from where I was sitting at the bar, and it would have landed on the lawn of Saratoga. So, Doug's been making this point for a while, is I believe that they are trying to integrate Saratoga Springs with Disney Springs and not, you know, not only geographically, but with some of the architecture of the buildings. It's not the same, but it's similar. And, you know, you have that whole, you know, Disney Springs area now is part of the amenities of Saratoga Springs.
Well, so that's absolutely. You know, Saratoga, for some reason, has always gotten the short end of the stick. And I'm not sure if it's because of its location or, you know, people say it's not as themed. But if you look at all of the pools that it has, even there's such a selection that, you know, it's really geared for every age group.
Right. No, I totally agree, and you're right. I mean, over at the grandstand, they have those, like the horses that squirt water out of their mouth, and they got like a soft play area for the kids, and you're right. I mean, I guess if you've never been to Saratoga Springs, New York, you wouldn't recognize some of the theming, but it obviously is themed to, you know, horse racing, and this is stuff all over that resort. It's just, like I say, Mickey Mouse isn't all over
subtle.
The place
play
there.
Back.
It is, and it
Absolutely.
Is a beautiful resort in its own right, as is Old Key West. I love it there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's one of, you know, again, it's one of my favorites. It's so peaceful there, and it's just very beautiful and relaxing and, yeah, spacious, but the buses come by all of the time. I personally have not had an issue catching a bus or even catching the bus to go back to the hospitality house. So, I mean, for me, I can't understand why people don't want to stay there.
Yeah, but, you just like the gurgling suitcase.
Yeah, you caught me.
that whole area, I mean, from Riverside all the way down to Disney Springs, that whole area, It's like you stay at one hotel, you can actually enjoy all four of them because the boat rides and everything else is so much fun going back and forth between all the resorts.
Absolutely.
And I would have to agree with you. I like the Boardwalk more than the Yacht and Beach Club. I fit in more at the Boardwalk. I'm from here in Atlantic City. And the Boardwalk's more laid back. It's like the everyman's resort. It's like the Yacht and Beach Club, and the Grand Floridian's a little too stuffy for me.
Gotcha.
And it's nothing that they do. It's just me and Dennis are good old boys, and it's like we don't feel like we fit in. It isn't the resorts themselves. It's just I feel like Gilligan with Mr. and Mrs. Howe. You know what I mean?
Can't really walk around with a corn dog at the Grand Floridian.
No, I just don't feel comfortable.
I always get the feeling somebody's going to hand me a broom and say, "Guys, that's cleaning up over here."
No kidding.
Yeah. You got to walk around with your mint julep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
So some of your favorite restaurants inside of the vacation club resorts.
Inside of the vacation club resorts. Well, I mean, although the Grand Floridian is a little upper crust, I really enjoy the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Very nice.
I do like the views, and I really like the service there. They've always been very accommodating. What else do I really enjoy at the DVC Resort?
Have you been to the Animal Kingdom, Sinai, or over at Boma or Geco?
I've been to Boma, and that was really interesting. I'm really a plain kind of person.
Okay.
Pizza and toast, but they had some really interesting foods that, you know, with the buffet being set up the way it is, you can try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and there's no like full commitment to a meal, which is really nice. So I did like Boma, most definitely.
They have a big spread there, don't they?
Yeah, they have a huge spread. It was really impressive.
So, and how do you like that resort? Do you enjoy? That's me and my wife's probably our second favorite resort.
Yes.
My favorite resort is Riverside. I'll ask you about this a little bit later, but we love what I love about the Animal Kingdom, when you enter that resort, you really feel like you're entering the Serengeti. You feel like you're in Africa. It's like all of a sudden, all the landscaping, all, don't you feel like you're going into a different country?
110%. And I'm going to say something that might be considered a little bit odd, but I love the smell.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it just you feel like you're on it. It's weird. You feel like you're all alone when you're, even though you're on property, you feel at peace. It's like it's its own little country there when you're on that resort.
Absolutely. And I've had both Savannah views and standard views, and really it didn't matter to me. It was just so peaceful. It is a little bit darker of a resort.
It is.
But you really, there's just so much to do there. I think there's maybe a little bit more to do there for children than anywhere else, just because of all of the adventurous things that they have, the savannah, the safaris, all of that stuff going on.
And all the artifacts. It's like you could sit there, me and my wife are next thing we knew, the first time we stayed there, we were roaming around looking at all the artifacts, and she loved it. And the thatch roof and the bridge in
Yeah.
there, the rope bridge that goes across. And but we were looking at the artifacts. Next thing I know, look at my watch, an hour and a half went by.
Well, there you go. Exactly. This past trip, I stayed at Kidani Village for the first time.
Okay.
And again, a lot of people either love it or hate it. And I thought it was wonderful. The pool, especially, was great. It's a little bit smaller, but there's a lot for little children to do. Lots of splash pads, and it's just a really quaint, friendly area. I really liked it.
Absolutely. And the gift shops and everything else,
Oh, yeah.
it's like everything that's in there is like you can explore and learn in those in that gift shop there. And then going out at the campfire at night, there's something cool about in February or January, February, sitting out there by that campfire with a little
Yeah.
Christmas at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, listening to stories.
Beautiful.
It's a good time.
And it's interesting that you said that some people find it dark because when we actually bought DVC, both of those resorts were still being sold, Saratoga and Animal Kingdom
Okay, yeah.
Villas. And we had our choice for the same money. It was no difference. We could have had the either or. And we went with Saratoga for that reason. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, we love the views of the savanna and seeing the animals and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, when we were in the two, because they had the mock-up rooms over at
Oh,
Saratoga.
yes. Yeah.
Well, they had a regular room for Saratoga, but they had the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and they're beautiful, and the carvings and the headboards and the furniture it is, but
I
it
love it.
just seems so dark. We just, in Saratoga is like the total 180. It's
Yeah,
bright and
absolutely.
cheery, so we chose Saratoga for that reason. And like I said, a lot of people think we're crazy. Like, oh, you could have had a giraffe right outside your window. I said, well, we still can, and we've stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think, three times now, or Kidani, and we love it. Don't get me wrong, but just as owners, we said, well, we're probably going to, spend a lot of vacations at our home resort over the years. We just, we liked it better at Saratoga. So
Yeah.
it is interesting how people kind of, they're pretty passionate on both sides of that issue,
Yeah.
one or the other, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's the beautiful thing about DVC is there's choice. So any DVC member can choose within 7 months of where they want to stay based on availability, I understand. But you can float around.
Absolutely.
So, do you over at the boardwalk? I know you like that just because of is Epcot your favorite park or is the Magic Kingdom?
Well, the Magic Kingdom is my favorite park. It steals my heart every time. But Epcot is my second favorite and probably more so for the adult activities.
Absolutely. And any of the restaurants around the boardwalk area, do you tend to favor over there or?
You know what? I like the ESPN
Okay.
restaurant. But I really do like going over to Beach Club to Beaches and Cream. That's one of my favorites.
No,
Yeah.
don't tell me you and your two friends knocked out a kitchen sink.
Yeah. How do you know? The boardwalk I love because of just the entertainment and the lights and all of the stuff that's going on all the time. And I do like the pool there and just the ease of being able to travel between the two parks.
The friendship boats are heaven to me.
Yeah, they're great.
I that to continue with the Gilligan theme, I would love to be Gilligan on one of them boats. I don't need
Oh,
to be the
yeah.
skipper. I just want to tie the boat off when that'll be my retirement job.
Nice.
Now, wait
Perfect.
a minute. I have to back up here because I don't think I've ever heard this before. So you just said you like the scary clown pool?
I do. I'm a rare person. I even go down the water slide many a time. So, yeah, it's funny. People's biggest hesitation for booking there is the scary clown.
Me and Brenda, my wife, was the first time we went over there, we weren't staying there at this time, but we stayed at the Swan and Dolphin. And we walked over to the boardwalk at night. And we went back in there by the pool at night. And I have to admit, it freaked me out. I mean, me and her were both like creeped out by the clowns. It was that eerie time of night, like where
It
it was
is.
just, it was late at night, it was dark out, and it was really creepy back there.
Yeah, with the floodlights shining off of the clown's face.
Exactly. It was like, I'm like, Brent, let's get out of here. She was, what are you,
Yeah.
scared? I'm not a scary movie kind of guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
And clowns aren't my favorite. Don't tell anybody that.
I mean, you know, in all honesty, I mean, the theming is supposed to be circus related, and there are elephants and other different features, but nobody ever mentions the elephants. They always just refer to the clown. And actually, I used to be into collecting Vinylmation, and they made a Vinylmation of the scary clown. So
did they?
I have a picture of me holding the scary clown, Vinylmation, in front of the scary clown slide, if you will, and it ended up being an awesome picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a keeper.
So right. Did you guys get to go over and check out the new Polynesian, the bungalows and all?
We did. We did a really large walkthrough on that just to get a real sense of where they're all located in respect to, well, what we hear on the boards is the fairies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we really wanted to get a sense of that and to see where the location was. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's beautiful. It's you really get that sense of being in Hawaii, and you know, it's quite beautiful. It's pricey, to be honest, but it's, you know, it's one of those where you have to put it on your bucket list, like Dennis said. You've got to try it at least once.
Yeah, the bucket of billionaire list.
Yeah.
So, seeing how we're talking about the bungalows, maybe you can do this, because I've never quite understood this, and I've been on the boards and I've seen pictures and stuff. So explain the pool that is in each bungalow. What is it and how does it work? It's like a small thing, like would it be a vertical pool, I guess?
Yeah, it's fairly deep, but it's not very wide. So I believe that they call it, I want to say it's escaping me right now, but I think it's like a dunk pool.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So its purpose is basically not to really swim in it, but just to take a quick dip in the pool and then get back out. So
yeah, you're not putting the volleyball net up in the middle of it.
So is the pool like out on the deck or the balcony, or is it in the room? Oh, it is.
It's out on the deck.
Okay.
On the back end of the bungalow.
So you hop in there and watch Wishes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
For $2,000 a night, you get to watch Wishes in your little pool.
Yeah, there you go.
So and over, have you hearing? Are you excited about all the new additions going over at the Wilderness Lodge now? Have you heard much about that? Did you see anything on that when you were there?
We did take a tour over, but you know, when Disney does construction, sometimes it's on lockdown. So we didn't see very much. They hadn't even started digging out the smaller pool as of yet. So there wasn't too much construction going on. They did shut down the beach for the most part. I mean, you could still go out and watch the electric parade, but other than that, I don't think a lot of time was being able to be spent out there. I don't know what it's like right now. I'm headed back down next week with another group of staff.
We got to get hired then.
Yeah, this is a job for me.
Exactly.
So we are definitely going to have another look at it. But you know what? The guests that have stayed there, I haven't heard any feedback on it. I know that it was a little nerve-wracking for the guests coming up to stay there because Disney just decided to launch this construction. So
I had some clients of mine a couple months ago, actually, and they thanked me because they stayed at the Wilderness Lodge every trip. It's like me with Riverside, Dennis with Riverside and Saratoga. You fall in love with certain resorts, and you just it's hard to go other places, even though I stayed almost everywhere.
Yeah.
But they were it was an elderly lady taking her grandkids, and they've been down there multiple times, and she was stressing out about switching resorts, and I kept saying to her, listen, all this construction going on, there's pools closed. I said, why don't you guys stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yeah.
It's the same price, same money, blah, blah, blah. And they fought me. And then they finally stayed there. And when they got back, she wrote me a very beautiful letter thanking me, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
And it was one of my partner, one of the guys that work at the travel agency. He's been a travel agent for 20-something, almost 30 years. And he gives me all his Disney trips.
Wow.
So it was his own sister that I booked this for.
Oh, wonderful.
And he handed me a letter. I got her to go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge. And thank goodness she did, because when that stuff's closed down, why do you want to deal with it?
Oh, I know. And you know what? DVC did something that I have never heard of, you know, with all the construction that even went on with Alani. This time DVC put together, for some reservations, depending on how they'd be impacted, some compensation. So some guests got moved over to Beach Club at no additional cost. some guest got, you know, a memory maker. It just depended. It was up to DVC to determine how impacted their reservation would be. But we did notify all of our guests that this was going on to call his phone number and see if this would impact your reservation.
So where are you guys staying on your next trip?
We are back at Saratoga Springs for our next trip.
So you might get to go to the boathouse then.
Yeah. We're definitely going to, I have to get out of the downtown Disney mentality. So the Disney Springs,
right.
And we are taking a look around there and really taking it all in, making sure we get lots of pictures to post on our Facebook page, because our guests want to know, you know, what's new, what's going on down there.
And the Facebook page is under what, so we can let our guests know? Is it under David's Vacation Club Rentals?
It is okay. Under David's Vacation Club Rentals.
So they can go over there and look at all the great pictures. Now you sound more like you're more into Wolfgang Puck's Pizza than you are into the Boathouse or Chef Marimoto's.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. But, hey, I'm willing to try anything. How about, Dennis, did you just go to Jock Lindsay's? Is that...
Yes, we did. After the boathouse, we went there, and we didn't have any food, but we had a couple of drinks after dinner, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to go there. I want to really scope that out.
Yeah, they have a good drink there if you do go. It's called a Cool-Headed Monkey, and it comes in a monkey mug that I'm actually looking at. I purchased one to come home so I can drink my ice water out of it. But yeah, they have some awesome drinks, and it's – I'm not going to say similar to Trader Sam's, but it's kind of the same idea, where there's a lot of different artifacts on the walls and different references to the movies. If you're a big Indiana Jones fan, you'll be in your glory there. And if you're not, there's still a lot of cool stuff in there. So,
Trader Sam's is another one that we want to visit this time around. We tried to find it last time, but it's pretty hidden, and I think I walked right past it because it wasn't open yet. So.
Right. There's that. And it's very small, too. I forget what the seating capacity is, but the footprint of the interior of Trader Sam's is pretty tiny.
Yeah.
And if you like beef and meat and all, like, what about American Q, Dan, right up the street there?
Yeah, they have a nice buffet over at the American Q, which is at the B Resort out there on Hotel Plaza Boulevard. If you're down at Disney Springs, check it out. It's an awesome restaurant. It's a stone's throw from Disney Springs.
Oh wow, that sounds fantastic. We'll have to check that out.
And they have this candy bacon in there, Melissa. That's ridiculous, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it is. It comes in a mason jar, and it's candied bacon, like Doug said. And,
wow.
It's unexplainable.
Speechless.
Yeah, it is. It's so good, and they give you so much other food, and if you go for the buffet, I think there's 12 different meats that they give you, and they serve it similar to Kona, like they come around and, you know, they cut a little piece off of, prime rib, and they have sausage and chicken and all kinds of cuts of steak, and they have a full salad bar that's actually in the middle of the dining room that's sitting on a flatbed truck, an actual truck. So it's a unique place, and it's pretty nice.
It's walking distance. It takes you like 5-10 minutes, Melissa. You can walk right up to it. And you said you like buffets, and it's one of the best buffets out there. It's really good.
Great. Well, I have to check that out. Sounds great.
So do you guys get to spend much time in the parks when you're doing these trips or no?
Oh, absolutely. So, you betcha. I can't bring them all the way there and not have them experience the parks. Well, you know, and the reason why, other than for fun, that we experience the parks is because we like to try and experience the My Disney Experience, the Fast Pass Plus system, because we do get a lot of questions about that. People can get a little bit lost because
it's the hardest thing to explain, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, if we know the system inside out, that way we cut down on the communication. The guests don't have to call into Disney. They can just call us and ask us the questions, and we can help them along. So usually our day is get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, do a couple of resorts, then go to the parks, and rinse and repeat.
So what's your go-to rides when you're at Magic Kingdom?
Okay, Magic Kingdom, Pirates of the Caribbean.
There you go.
Good classic. Yeah.
I just love it so much. It was closed the last time, so I'm really hoping that the renovations or the boat change out, I think is what was happening, is completed by then. So that's Magic Kingdom, that one I love, as well as the Haunted Mansion.
Okay. It's my wife. She loves both of them.
Yeah, those are must-dos. I can, you know, if I go on those, I can leave the park after.
Okay.
What did you think of the Mine Train? I mean, I know it's a couple years old now, but I still look at it as a relatively new attraction. Do you like the Mine Train? Or?
It's really cool. No, I do love that. You know why I don't remember? Because I don't get to get on it very often because of the lineup.
Okay.
But it is very cool, especially how the carts swing.
Yes.
You know, that's really interesting. And then just the animatronics are dumbfounding.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a hybrid ride, if you will. Yeah. I mean, we had Snow White's Scary Adventure, which was just an old dark ride, and now we have a new roller coaster, but it has some dark ride features to it in the middle part there, where you see all the audio animatronics, which are cutting edge. I mean, the faces on them are just amazing.
It's crazy. But you know what? Another really good animatronic for me that I love, and it's a really long ride, is Splash Mountain.
I love Splash Mountain.
Me too.
It's my...
If you don't want to get wet, just put your poncho on, but...
Yeah.
And there's times where, like, a lot of people stay away from it in January and February, and they don't realize they take the water cannon off.
Yeah.
You barely even get wet.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a great ride.
I can go... That's my favorite ride. I told the story on the show before. Me and my godson, we rode it like... It was Extra Magic Hours. It was in February. We went through like 10 straight times. We'd still be on if his father didn't make us get off. But we had How Do You Do blasted in our brains after we got off of there.
Yeah, that's another classic attraction. And actually, that's the first attraction we went on when we were just down there a week and a half ago. And I can tell you the water cannons were on because we were soaking wet by the time we got off it. But it was a hot Florida day, so we dried up pretty quickly and enjoyed the rest of the day.
And then us two old fogies, we love the TTA, the People Mover.
Oh, yes. It's a nice change of pace. You can just sit and relax and watch the crowds. And I can't say that I don't like it. We ride it every time we go.
It's classic Disney. It's just so relaxing hearing that recording.
Yeah, exactly. And I make all of the staff members ride It's a Small World.
There you go.
Oh, you're terrible.
One time every trip is good. More than that, it gets to me. But one time, it's classic Disney. It puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then the other parks, Epcot.
Epcot. Well, it used to be Maelstrom, but that's gone, which is...
Oh, Dennis, you can commiserate.
Heartbreaking, and I don't even want to get into it.
Get into it. Dennis will love it.
No. I mean, I'm sure you love Frozen, the movie, and all the characters, as do I. It was a great movie, but I was just a little bummed that they took out what I viewed as a Disney classic and put in Frozen characters in Norway in the World Showcase.
Yeah.
When they have all this other property and land, they could have put an attraction or two somewhere else. But just my perspective.
And Maelstrom was busy near the end of days. It was busy.
Yes, it was. I waited in those lines. I was there actually, I think a couple days before it closed, and I went on it I think we got on it three times in one day, and it was just, you know, a lot of it was because it was closing, but again, to me, it was, you know, classic Disney. Did it need a refurb? Absolutely. They could have refurbed it and salvaged it in some capacity, I think, but I don't run the park, so they didn't ask my opinion.
Me either, unfortunately. But other than that, I do like Test Track. I know it's been updated, and, you know, at first I wasn't sure about it. But if you get the competitive spirit going and you build your car, then you can have a really good time.
See, I was the one, at first I was worried about it, but I liked the update more than...
Yeah.
I love the way it used to be because it's nostalgic to me. It's the original way. But when I got there and enjoyed it a few times and went on a couple different trips, I realized that it does what Disney wants. It makes the family do something together.
Exactly.
It's more involving. Like, there's more to do than just look at stuff. You can see the kids laughing and building their car. So it's more family time for me, and I think they did a really good job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd have to agree with that.
So, and then Soarin' Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth, I'm out on. The stomach can't handle it. I tried once
Not
and.
space, not at Mission
Oh!
Space. I'm talking about Spaceship
Oh,
Earth.
you're right. Okay,
Yeah.
right. Yes, I do love that one.
I was going to say, if your tummy gets upset on that, girl, you're in trouble.
No kidding. No. The telecommunications and all of that. I do love that one. We go on it every time.
I can
It
still
is.
smell the smoke.
Still smell the smoke. Exactly.
Rome's burning.
Yes.
Now, you on the side of Animal Kingdom, a half day park or a full day park?
Half day.
Okay.
Yeah,
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble over here, Melissa.
Uh-oh, sorry. It can be a full day, but when I'm there with staff, I do have to monitor my time. Personally, I'm still gonna go with half day. The crowd levels and the way it bottlenecks sometimes is a little bit difficult. But if you get there early, you can get a lot done.
Yeah, me and Dan, and the motto from our show there is slow down, look around, and enjoy the view. Half the stuff there is to do there is hidden.
Okay. Maybe I just haven't been able, maybe I haven't slowed down enough and enjoyed it.
Have you done Flights of Wonder?
No.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm telling you, on this trip, if you get over there,
Okay.
sit down and enjoy Flights of Wonder.
Okay.
And when you see that American Eagle come out at the end of the show, if you can't appreciate that, like, it's really a good show though. It's all the birds and they do all these tricks and everything, and it's amazing how
Okay.
what they get them to do. I promise you, if you sit down and enjoy that, like, and it's good, the fans are blowing, you could take a load off from sweating and roaming around that park, and I guarantee you'll have a great time.
Okay, well, I will put that on the list for this time. I will make sure we do it.
And plus, you can peek over the fence and get some pictures of Avatar Land too
Yeah,
from the
no kidding.
website. There
Oh,
you go.
man.
And then you have a dinosaurs fan or no? I
Okay,
get
so
you.
it scares me. I
Oh,
have an irrational fear of dinosaurs since Jurassic Park, so
jeez.
it's really loud and bumpy, but I go on every time.
Did they stick you on the right side of the car?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sad. I get stuck over there every time too and get the big one yelling in my ear.
Yeah, and we always get the front.
Yep, me too.
I'll bet you all the pictures of you have your eyes closed at that point too,
Oh,
right?
yeah, and I'm still screaming, even though I know
Right.
exactly what's coming around the corner. Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what though, Melissa, you're very lucky. The front of the car though is less bumpy than the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the back of the car is like a bucking bronco.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, thank you.
You whip up higher the way it tilts. The back goes higher, so stay to the front. You'll be happier. Let them scream in your ear. At least you won't get thrown out.
Okay, deal.
And then Studios Half Day Park.
Yeah, it is anymore. I mean, last time I was there, we even did the Little Mermaid show, and we made sure to look at everything. But I think it's a half day park. I guess it depends on your group of people. If you're going with children, then they take a little bit longer. It's got great shopping, but
Best
I
shopping out of
really,
all the parks, I think, as far as clothes shopping and stuff like that for adults.
yeah, exactly. You could take your time through there, but I think it's half a day. We like to go in, ride the Tower of Terror two or three times, and then get on out of there after the shopping.
You get a high score on Toy Story or no?
No, David always beats us. Always.
So, where's Dad off to now?
He is currently in Florida, and he's at a boat show, I believe.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, but I think they will be back to Disney in December. We're doing a family slash business trip in December.
You got to add business in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, when it's this much fun, it's not
Absolutely.
really business.
We're looking forward to it one of these days. And one last question for you before we let you go. If you had any restaurant on the entire property to go to dinner at, where would it be?
Beer garden.
There you go.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that in a
Me
hundred
neither.
years.
I know it's not on proper, like it's not in a resort, but I just love beer garden.
Yeah. Well, no, it don't have to be a resort anywhere. My favorite is Rose and Crown and Le Cellier. They're my two favorites.
Excellent. Those are two great ones.
And you got to stick with Canada, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got
Oh,
the
yeah.
sea.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I will have to lead into this. So, Off Kilter or the Lumberjacks?
I haven't seen the Lumberjacks,
Good for you.
so I haven't heard great things about it. I know
Yeah.
that Off Kilter is greatly missed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I am going to have to just plead the fifth on that.
So right. How is it when you sit down to eat at Le Cellier and they start telling you about Canada? Do you tell them back?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Usually the person that's serving us doesn't live too far away from us. So it's more of a camaraderie, like, hey, you know, it's so nice to see another Canadian. And you get a little bit goofy about it, to be honest, even though there's Canadians everywhere and it doesn't really even matter.
Right. Well, I'm sure they detect the accent right away.
They must. Right? Yeah.
So it's been absolutely wonderful having you on, Melissa. You have an open invitation anytime you want to come back on. If you want to give the phone number and the contact for everybody to get a hold of you guys.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great experience. If you want to contact us, there's a couple of ways. You can email us at team@dvcrequest.com, like baseball team. You can call us at our 1-800 number. So it's 1-800-610-5791. And we also provide a live chat service on our website. So anytime we're online, just ding through and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
And the website is David's Vacation Club Rentals.
It's not dvcrequest.com.
Well, it's both. You can www.dvcrequest.com will link you right through.
Okay. All right. Because, I think your dad set us straight on that at one point. Yeah. We were using the wrong one. And I believe he said dvcrequest.com would be the best one.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, he was yelling at us, and we straightened him out because he can be mean, you know.
No.
Nah, he's wonderful. Your dad's a great guy. I remember you guys calling us from Milani. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
So when you get back, if there's anything you want to contact us about, anything you want to talk about, we'd be glad to have you on anytime. Melissa, you've been great.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And you have a wonderful night. And Dan, you have a great night. I'll pick up the tab, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for being on. And we enjoyed learning a little bit about David's Vacation Club Rentals. And like I said, I'll probably be calling you fairly soon.
Sounds great. We'll wait for your...
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.